one to KiwiRadio.nz, your weekly showcase of New Zealand music, what's cool, what's hot, what's good. And I'm your host, Ralph Wee. We have Jay Vinci on the phone right now. Jay Vinci, welcome to the show, mate. Jay Vinci. He's just getting ready in the green room. We'll be back with our guest for today, doing a bit of a song showcase for you. We'll start off with one of his originals right now called Balenciaga. He's got some new music. This is one that was prepared earlier. Hope you enjoy it. You're tuned into Kiwi Radio.
Balenciaga. From head to toe, El Diego Rapido, and El Aventador. But he's a lonely boy. Can't forget me. I understood you. Don't want you to trust me. I'd only hurt you. You know that it's ever gotta be changed. Everything stays the same. That is ever gotta be changed. Balenciaga.
Jay Vinci.
At the tone, record your message.
Jay Vinci there on Kiwi Radio. We'll have him very shortly. It's all about New Zealand music for you today, and we'll just play a bit of Valair for you, stuck in my head before we get our guest. Are you there, Jay Vinci?
Record your message.
Trend.
kiwiradio.nz. It is a Tuesday night tonight, 5th of September 2023. We are having problems connecting with our artist, this scheduled artist for the week. So we're going to open the lines. If you are in New Zealand and you want to give me a quick call to have a chat, we do have a new landline number that gets you straight to the studio. That number to call is 09-889-8555. So open lines here till 8 o'clock, playing Kiwi music. And we've got Vikai next with a track called Pandora's Box. Hold me down in rocks, melting diamond clocks. Cut your soul in two, bleeding pay your dues. Molly misconstrued, choking out cut the loose. We have a live phone call today on the landline. Hello, welcome.
Hey.
Who's this?
This is Gio, formerly known as Jay Benji.
Hey, Jay Benji, welcome to the show. So, I was trying to call you earlier, but I'm glad you called in. And so you've got a new name?
Yes. So it's actually my birth name, and I am officially using it as my artist name.
Cool, cool. Well, tell us what you've been up to, and thank you for calling in.
Great. I'm sorry I missed your call. Like, the signal just cut out where I am. So I've been writing music for over a year now, so I'm just slowly starting to release them, but as Gio, and officially retiring Givenchy for now.
So how do you spell Gio so I can update all our playlist details and everything? Is it just... Yeah, spell it for us.
J-E-I-E-L. It's quite tricky to pronounce. But yeah, it's J-E-I-E-L.
Oh,
and
okay. Yep.
Pronounced as Geo.
Geo. I actually see that being blasted around the internet as that new name. So I'll keep that in mind and update all our details. And so tell us, Geo, you're a pop artist, singer-songwriter here in Auckland, New Zealand. So tell us about your new music. I've already played Balenciaga, so maybe you can intro the next song you want me to play and tell us what it's about.
Yeah, so the next song that we'll also be playing is called Rain, and it's a demo version of the song, and I recently just released this under the name Geo, and it's really about loss and grief.
Okay, well, have a listen, and we've got a showcase for tonight. Geo is the new name, and you're tuned into Kiwi Radio. Check him out, J-E-I-E-L. Jill, a pop artist and singer-songwriter based here in New Zealand, full name Jill Ian Valoria, born in Manila, Philippines, wrote his first song at the age of 7, now writing some really catchy stuff in the vein of The Weeknd and just really good vibes. Congratulations on the music, really digging this stuff here. When was this all recorded?
Thank you, Rob. It was actually recorded during the time I was releasing music as Jay Benji. So about, say, almost 2 years now.
Oh, wow. So you've been holding on to these ones for a while.
Yes. I've been holding on to this version for a long time. And I decided that I had to release it before I released my newer stuff.
Right.
Just to finally, it's just like a personal thing, really.
So it seems like you're writing quite a bit this year in 2023.
Yes, I am. I have a lot of music stuck. It's just a matter of releasing them one by one.
Nice. What's been inspiring you this year to write? Any particular topics or, you know, something like that?
It's really about, lately I had been writing about growing up and just the things that I had to deal with in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just really personal stuff that just I've been trying to write my subconscious into paper, which is something that I was avoiding when I was JVNG because I was just trying to make like really pop, like hyper pop stuff. And I don't mean it in a way that's like, okay, doesn't have any substance, but more like I was just writing from a shallow perspective at the time. And that was just the character that Jay Benji was.
Now tell me, has any of your music come in like within your dreams?
Yes, I would.
Tell us the last one.
I would wake up with a melody.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't remember the dream. Normally, I don't remember it to full detail. But I would remember I'd be playing an instrument. It's as if like I was awake and then I'll be jolted into, you know, consciousness. I'll be jolted out of the dream, and then I'd have this melody. The only thing I can remember from the dream is the melody, and then I would record it in my voice memo like I normally would. And then most of my songs start that way.
Do you want to hear a spooky ghost story of a dream I recently had? It's a quick one.
Yes, let's hear
okay.
it.
Well, recently it was Father's Day here in New Zealand, and I never got to know my dad. But my dad actually visited me in my dream. So the dream itself was fine. It was a very comforting dream. But what spooked me was I woke up with a feeling of a cold hand in my shoulder. And that was on Father's Day, so I was pretty spooked. Have you had any ghost stories yourself? Out of interest?
I actually have never. I am surrounded with family members that have experiences like that. But I never did.
Anything supernatural maybe that's written into a song?
Well, that song that I wrote about, like the one that you just played. Before I wrote that song, the person I wrote a song about actually visited me in the dream the day before she passed away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But in the dream, she was like all better. And she just said, don't worry about me. I'm fine. And then the next day she was gone. And it took me like 3-4 years to understand what the dream really meant.
Wow.
And I think she was saying goodbye. So I think that's the closest to what I have.
That is actually a pretty spooky ghost story there. Yeah, just having a visit. I'm glad I asked there, and I felt the need to, so there we go. And it actually relates to the song itself. You've got another song now called 360, which I'd like to play. Tell us about it.
Yes. So this was also a really old song. It was like the first songs I released as Jay Benchy. And I think it's just like, I really love this song. I worked super hard on it. And at the time, I was just writing about being broken and just not having any direction, which is really, after I wrote Rain, I wrote this song. And later on, like, it's what propelled me to the decisions I'm making now or the songs I'm writing about now. So I thought, like, it would be great to play it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, I'm really glad you're back on the podcast because I think this is music that needs to be heard. So let's check it out. This next song is called Rain. You're tuned in tonight on kiwiradio.nz as well as simulcast on upfm.co.nz. We have a boutique amount of listeners today, 14 unique listeners in Auckland and Wellington. We thank you for joining us this Tuesday night. It's just 7:30 now. Kiwi Radio.
Status.
kiwiradio.nz. Some really cool music. Congratulations again. That is the artist formerly known as Jay Vinci, reborn like a awesome songwriting phoenix, Jeel, J-E-I-E-L. Now, you've been busy writing, as you mentioned. You've actually got a new song that I want to, like, preview. We get to have a 30-second preview. You've got a new song coming out next month?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's exciting.
I have a song coming up called Hello, and it's set for release on the 25th of October.
Where can people find you to follow that music coming out, and are you doing anything to celebrate?
I'm not celebrating yet because I still got a lot of work to do, got a lot of music that I have planned for, but I cannot speak of at this stage because I'm focusing on Hello and, of course, the recently released song Rain. But yes, I am. Sorry, I just like completely lost my train of thought there. Sorry.
No, it's all good.
But yes, this song is just like it was just produced by me. Like, I'm not the best producer, but I just decided to strip everything back to like my own pure creation. And yeah, I decided I'm releasing it next month, and I'm excited for it. And everyone can find me on like Instagram or maybe Spotify. You can just find me as Jeel, J-E-I-E-L.
Please do, and tell Jeel that you heard this wonderful music on Kiwi Radio. You get a first internet exclusive here at Kiwi Radio, the first 30 seconds. You'll have to wait till next month for the full version. Here it is, the one and only. Oh, Hello. Oh my God, I'm so excited. It's sounding good. There we go. We got to tease people there. Oh, that's really great. Yeah. That's got me excited for next month.
Thanks, Rob.
Oh, I really do appreciate you being friends with the podcast, and I hope you stay in touch at every leg of your journey. We certainly love some good pop music coming out of New Zealand, and you're certainly making some great music. Check it out. And any final words?
Thanks, Ralph, for having me again at GL this time. And thanks for playing my music. It's been great. It's been great chatting with you tonight. Yeah.
You know, we're very supportive of your journey, and we really thank you for sharing your journey with us, and really love the music, okay?
Thank you. And yes, we'll keep in touch for sure.
Congratulations, and look forward to next month.
Yes, next month. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Have a good night, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you. You too.
There we go. That is our spotlighted artist for today. Check out the music on Spotify, on Instagram, and I'll spell it out for you again. J for Julia, E for Echo, I for India, E for Echo, L for Lima. It is 7:30 on this beautiful Tuesday night, 5th of September 2023. We have half an hour to go playing you all sorts of Kiwi music. We are live right now. For those listening in New Zealand, we have a new landline. Open lines on 09-889-8555. That's 09-889-8555. So if you've got a phone right next to you and you want to have a chat, you got 30 minutes there. Otherwise, we'll get straight back to the music. Midwave breaks, introducing us now into the next half of the show with a track called Mind Made Up. To kiwiradio.nz. That is some New Zealand music for you. Midwave Breaks with a song called Mind Made Up. We now have a landline that you can call in. Open lines 09889855. We'd love to have a chat with you. We're here every Tuesday, 7 to 8pm. Got 20 minutes to go, but we have a good friend in Melbourne calling in right now. Welcome back there, Matthew.
Welcome, welcome.
Well, it's great to hear from you again. Tell us your story. We've got a cozy 8 listening in right now, 8 unique listeners in both Wellington and New Zealand. So kind of a small vibe, but, you know, it's like one-on-one kind of thing. So tell us, what's on your mind?
Yeah, so it could be a common conversation between me and you, Ralphie. I find that Mike's become very busy nowadays, now that he's got multiple people trying to get a hold of him. Have you noticed that?
Okay, so for those that aren't aware, Mike is one of our friends of the podcast from realmikemartins.com. Loves to have call-ins as well. So you're saying he's a bit edgy, like he's on edge?
Nah, just any time to try sending him links to things and even just general conversation outside of his live stream, it's very hard for him to get round to everyone now that he's starting to get a bit of a following.
Well, apparently his social media has opened up and he's, you know, getting some traction with the show. So might be that. Was there something that you wanted to update, like the broader community? Here's your chance. Here's your platform if you want to share something.
Well, actually, on my Facebook, there's a page called Died Suddenly Worldwide. Now, I just decided to go look for them on Instagram, and yeah, they cover all the unexplained deaths that are going on, but obviously we know why. But yeah, they are the predominant posters on my homepage now that I've followed them. So if anyone is curious about how that's going, then just go and check them out. Died Suddenly Worldwide.
I'm on their Instagram right now, and what shocks me is Steve Harwell, former Smash Mouth lead singer, died at 56. Oh no, I love Smash Mouth.
Yeah, so they cover as many as they could find. So yeah, there's a lot of people dying randomly.
That's really sad. Also, Dire Straits guitarist Jack Sonny died at 68 after, quote, health problems.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people on that list. And now that the US of A is supposedly getting more cases, and is it Texas? Somewhere there, they're locking down as well.
Well, New Zealand locked down after one case.
Was that recently?
No, this is at the beginning. We're just trying to remind people.
I'm just looking up whether it's Texas locked down at the moment. Oregon.
I'm trying to find some articles about Texas as well. I thought they banned mandates recently, but I guess they took a 360. I don't know. We'll have to get someone calling in from Texas, eh? That'll be great.
Well, anywhere in the US of A, just to find out whether it is actual lockdown because of the supposed cases on the rise, which we know. You can't get COVID if you don't test for it. So that's, yeah. It's always interesting how many people have picked on to the election coming up. They need to bring in COVID again, possible lockdowns, and then mail-in ballots. Do we know how that ends up?
It ends up as a selection.
Yeah, selection, not election.
Well, we have one of those next month in here in New Zealand.
Yes, we have the voice. It's to do with the native people on Australian land. They are going to be in a Trojan horse situation where everyone loses. Say, like, Agenda 2030, something along that lines, where they try and get people to move from the countryside into the cities into these smart cities where everything just goes bonkers, you know, like surveillance state and possible 15-minute cities. So I think it becomes from this situation where some strange stuff will happen. So is there anything like that in New Zealand that is happening?
Not that I'm aware. I'm a little bit isolated as to what's going on. I'm really into my music at the moment and just kind of listening to lots of tunes. All what I've noticed, the thing I have noticed, because obviously I got made redundant recently, is I actually found out that I'm like literally not the only one. There's a lot of that happening. And not only that, but being reintroduced back to the workplace is quite challenging because there's lots of underemployment. And if you are self-employed like me, I mean, I just got an audit from the tax man just today, and I've noticed that there's a lot more loopholes, like they're really checking the I's, you know, dotting the you know, it's almost like they don't want to give as much refunds back or not eligible for as much. But, you know, there's a lot of that going on because I guess, well, last I heard the council was bankrupt, so I don't know. But, you know what I mean, right? There's the, like, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel kind of thing. And, you know, rubbish not being picked up, even though rates are being paid. That kind of thing. That's what I've noticed. Anything like that happening in Melbourne?
I've seen people post videos how this year, well, last year's tax return basically is like that. A lot of people complaining that they're having to owe taxes and they normally wouldn't.
Mm.
So it's like they're adding these little micro
payments. it's like, you know, I don't know if you're much of a gamer, but you know how the new generation games have micro payments. Yeah.
No, I'm not really familiar with that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, if you're familiar with like Nintendo Entertainment System or Sega Master System, you owned the copy of the, you know, you owned the video game. But these days, I guess a lot of video games are being released, AAA titles and things like that, where you don't get the full features, and to unlock new features like new costumes or new levels, you have to like do micro payments, and that's how they've built the economy around that. But I guess, yeah, I mean, if you're scraping the bottom of the barrel, that's why I call it the micro payments.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I remember, I think it was last year, someone was pointing out that, let's say Tesla now or not too far into the future, it's like a monthly subscription, but you pay for certain features on your car. So Tesla and their electric cars have the computer in there and it auto updates, but if you don't pay for certain features, let's say different horn sounds or like even electric windows, whatever it is, you pay to use that feature within the car. So I found that very strange, but it just seems to be the way the WEF are going towards, like 2030, you'll own nothing and be happy.
Yep.
But you'll rent everything. So it's almost going along the lines of that.
That reminds me. It's across the board, you know. Obviously, to do these shows, I need audio software, video software, that kind of thing. Back in the day, you could buy the software outright, but now there's sort of like plans, like annual premiums and things like that. Like you never actually ever own it. There's a lot of models switching to that. So it's almost like every sector, right? Where do you think commerce is going with automation and redundancies and a shortage of work, you know, shortage of humans actually being behind jobs and things like that? Where do you think commerce is going?
Over time, it will slowly work itself out. There'll be a lot of disruption, let's just say, in these sudden layoffs where they go, well, we've had these heavily increased profits, we don't need you now. But yeah, people will have to basically go find jobs that they normally wouldn't do.
Mm.
But yeah, there could be a sharp rise in unemployment benefits being taken out.
Oh, there's already, it's already, that's happening in New Zealand, basically. All those things that you can claim for are shrinking, like the budgets are shrinking, basically.
Yeah, so let's say the COVID lockdowns come in again and they do the same as last time, like make it essential workers only,
mm.
you know, work from home, use your laptop with the Skype and all that, you know, Zoom meetings. I could see a lot of that happening.
Mm. Here's something interesting on along those lines, working from home and that. One of the things that I've been trying, like kind of looking into, I've been told, actually did some work experience at a school and was told that I would make a good teacher. But obviously I don't have the qualifications, so I'd need to invest 3 years into education. But I looked at some of the changes in education.govt.nz and by 2020... Let's have a look. Basically, like 30%, they're making it mandatory that teachers will need like a license to be able to broadcast from home, and that's by 2025 is the goal. I just thought that was really interesting. Like, it's almost like, huh, like you, it's setting people up for that digital era, right?
So even though they're employed by a certain school, they would need a license to do that from
correct.
Home, you mean?
And it will need to be mandatory by 2025. Like, it's actually mandatory. So you have to, like, basically retrain a qualification, like a level 4 qualification that, I don't know, makes you eligible to train from online. I don't even know what that means, right?
Well, I'm kind of puzzled together because there's something like that happening. Oh, I'm just trying to think, because my gov in Australia is like the government run, how would you put it, your digital ID sort of thing.
Mm.
And that's all going to link up. So yeah, I could just see it being part of that. They use your MyGov ID to log into the school thing, whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, it'll update as you go, I guess.
Well, see, I don't know if you know this about me, Matthew, I'm revealing a lot about myself, but I used to work in security. And one of the things that technologies that are being invested into in research and development is at a touch of a button, one person can lock down all the doors of a school, which is great for, like, you know, things happening in the US with, you know, whatever, violence and things like that. You lock down the whole school. But I mean, just think a little bit broader. You know, maybe you haven't had your recent booster or something, and the doors are locked, you're not able to come in. And why stop at schools, right? That technology actually is being implemented in R&D, where doors can be locked, you know.
Yes, no, provide.
They call it access control technology. Just so you
yeah.
know. That's just so you know what I'm talking. I know what I'm talking about.
I understand what you're talking about. Now, there's to go along the lines of that. There's someone either in Taiwan or China, somewhere around the Asia region, that went on an experiment to have the microchip implanted into their hand, and their first video they go, oh yeah, this is great, you know, you can open your door at home, you got your bank card connected to it, and then control your lights or whatever with it, and then say your workplace was connected onto it. But then the next video a couple of months later, the government that was controlling or monitoring that, didn't like something minor that she said, and then they shut everything off. They all had access to the bank, her home, her work.
Yeah.
And her dog was upstairs and she couldn't even get in. So I thought I'd throw that one in.
That's what worries me, you know, undemocratic countries like, you know, North Korea or China. You know, you hear of people wanting to flee the country. But ever since these new technologies coming in and things like that in the last 2 or 3 years, it's become almost impossible. Actually heard about that story through, I'm pretty sure it was either the ADV podcast China show or China Unscripted, one of those two. But they highlighted that there's actually lots of people wanting to get out, but they can't, right?
Yeah, because then if they go, well, how would you use somewhere else's currency or anything else if it all goes digital?
And not only that, I mean, your human rights are out the window because, you know, the military, if you're caught trying to leave, they have instructions and orders shoot to kill, right? So...
Yeah, it's been implemented.
Yeah, so that's where we might be going, is what I'm saying, is if the tables don't turn. What can people do to get this knowledge out?
Podcasts like this.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't take many people.
If Mike's hard to reach, we're here available. I don't know if you know. It's currently almost 8 o'clock now. We do an hour show every Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m. We do Kiwi music. Obviously, we've got a slew of awesome musicians coming through. We're actually going to be interviewing Chris Yong from Tadpole. He's a, you know, award-winning musician, but interesting thing about him is he actually got into politics as well with the Internet Party. And, I'm keen to scratch his brain about that. But we have lots of musicians coming in. And if you want to be a musician, you know, if you're musical or no friends, or you just want to, like, talk like Matthew is doing now, we have open lines every week now, 09889 8555. The reason why I did that, Matt, is I figured that not everyone's technical, so not everyone knows about how to operate Skype even or Discord or anything like that, and I just wanted to make it as accessible as possible. Like, even Grandpa can call, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why I've done it, and we are in the red. Like I said, I had a tax audit, and oh my goodness, we did really badly this year. I mean, whatever I earned in self-employment, I was in the red times six, so I definitely need to tweak what I need to do next year. But yeah, I'm just letting you know as well, like, there's a lot more dotting of I's and things like that with small business here, which is kind of confuses me, because why go for the little guys when... The big monopolies get away with murder, you know. On that note, we do have a listener in on Twitch today. So hello, Volves BTW. Thank you very much. I didn't really think I had anyone following me on Twitch. So twitch.tv/KiwiRadio_NZ. Last I checked, there was one follower, but I did recently just open that. But so thank you for listening in on Twitch. You've got about a minute there, Matthew, and please come back, though. Was there anything else on your mind that you want to wrap up?
No, I think that was enough for today. I might end up calling in again sometime
soon.
Yeah,
please do, especially if other lines are engaged or can't be reached, like Mike and things like that. Think of me as a fall guy. If you've got any... I mean, it's all about communication, right? So... If a tree falls in the woods and no one hears about it, then you don't hear about it. So we'd love to stay connected and let us know what's really happening there in Melbourne.
Yeah, nothing significant at the moment, but I'll be willing to reveal if there is anything.
Oh, vice versa. If you've got any questions about New Zealand like you did tonight, hopefully that gives you a little bit of insight about our little country as well.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being friends of the podcast. Anytime, okay, Matt?
All right. No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the catch-up. All right. That was Matthew there in Melbourne. Open lines if you want to call in for the last minute. We do have our number here, 09889855, and would love to chat to you, if not tonight, some other night as well. Let's have a look at, now, Written by Wolves is a really cool rock band that is sending me some new music. I really need to catch up with the boys and see when they want to come back to the show. But let's play, I always play their music, hey? It's just really good. If you like Muse, that kind of thing, yeah, you'll love this. Take Me Home is the track, Written by Wolves is the band, and you're tuned into Kiwi Radio. To kiwiradio.nz open lines right now, 09889855. That is 09889855. If you can't memorize that number for some reason, head along now to kiwiradio.nz. There is the number there on the front page. We want to say thank you to Matthew calling in earlier from Melbourne, and also Jay Vinci, or Jill, renamed as the new artist called Jill, for showing some new music here on the podcast. And if you want to be on the podcast, remember to call in to the show. We are live right now. It is just 8 p.m. on the 5th of September, 2023, Tuesday night. Coming up on the show, on the podcast. We have some great guests. Next week, we actually have, fingers crossed, we have Chris Yong from Tadpole coming in. We also have Sunshine Unit. We also have coming up on the show Monk Seals, Emily Ellis as well, and Marmalade. Now, I'm actually going to be kind of cheeky because I've just got a message now from one of the... I'm wondering if I should call them back. Again, 09-889-855 is the live number if you do want to call in. I've been asked to call someone here now. Let's see if it picks up. Nope, didn't pick up. So you'll have to call us back next time. Banners is going to be closing off the show. That's if we don't get another call in the next minute. But otherwise, thank you for joining us. We will be back next week. Banners, Someone to You is the track. Kiwi Radio. Everybody, thank you for joining us this Tuesday, 5th of September 2023. It is 10 past 8 o'clock right now, and that will be wrapping up the show. Lines are now closed, but we will be back next week. Remember to tune in next week, it's going to be a big one. Going to be great. Chris Yong coming in from Tadpole. Back background music there is one of my own, ralphie.bandcamp.com, ralphe.bandcamp.com. Support the music there if you want to. And yeah, remember, thank you so much for tuning in to our weekly Tuesday night. I want to say thank you to upfm.co.nz for simulcasting this show as well. And I'll close off with a saying, stay cool, stay creative. Thanks everyone for joining us. See you later.